I think it also showed how difficult these games are. We had two similar games tonight and Friday where we didn't start the game particularly very well, and you have to look for a way of getting a goal, and of course Anthony Knockhart's goal gets us right back in the game, and probably at a time when I can't say that we deserve to be in front. Certainly not behind, but it was that type of game, a little bit of a frustrating game, but you need something like that to change the course of the game, and that's what it took.
And you do need to take your chances, and two magical strikes, first from Anthony and then from Yuri.
Yes, and we're certainly showing some really good quality in our moments in front of goal. And you know, even going back to the last game where I thought we had good chances, perhaps even some of the chances better than the goals that we scored, but at the moment we've got goals in the team at an important time.
James Wilson came off, you were on soundboard, seemed to stretch the play a little bit more. Was it an injury to James?
It was a little bit tight in his groin, so I think he'll be okay. I think we took him off at the right time. I think it's one of them ones that I think if he'd played on then, you know, could have been worse. So I think he'll be okay.
How much a concern are the slow starts to you as a manager?
I think any period of your play that you're not particularly happy with is always a concern. But I know that we can turn a game at the moment, and that can be any game. You know, we've had numerous games this season where our level of performance has been really good, and we haven't been able to score the goals that we're scoring at the moment. So I think it's trying to get that balance in act. And I think if you know. It's very difficult to be the perfect team. You know, we've been good for a long time, and I just hope that we can continue to be good.
A late equaliser for Burnley elsewhere. Sort of, but what bearing do you think that might have on proceedings? I suppose you can't really tell at this moment in time.
No, and I don't know. And everybody was asking me before the game, what do I think is the ideal result? Well, you know, if you say what you think is the ideal result, it maybe smacks you in the face. There are still games to play, and you know, all we can do is put ourselves in the best possible position, which is what we've done now. We've managed to even close a goal difference a little bit with of course the 9 goals in the last 2 games, so that has helped, in 2 clean sheets. So I think there'll be a few twists and turns, but you know, all of that's immaterial if we don't win our games. So it is about our next game, making sure that we go away to Charlton on Saturday, give ourselves the best possible chance of getting a win there, and then hopefully looking for the next one.
It's now 6 wins in 7. You've scored 18 goals in the process. How important is it to have that kind of momentum with you at this late stage of the season with 3-4 games to go?
Well, momentum's important, and the goals. And we, I think most people will know, you know, in the early parts of the season, we haven't really looked like a team that can score a lot of goals. Maybe from different areas, and Toma's on form at the moment, but we're getting goals from different positions. We're certainly doing well on set plays. It's a momentum that I hope it's a good period. It's been for a while now, I must admit, but I think we also have to thank the team, I think, for what we're doing defensively at the minute, because I think the clean sheets are almost as important as the amount of goals we're scoring.
It's now 17. The team can be proud of that record, can't they?
Yes, and they've been excellent all season, and irrespective of anything, I couldn't have asked any more from them. And we just want to look forward to the next one, and hopefully we can get a result then.